Finally, on the last miles of our long journey, Holmes was ready to discuss the status quo of the case. It was Mr. George Cowie, the somewhat elderly owner of the whiskey distillery at Mortlock, who had asked for our assistance, especially from Holmes, in the telegram, clarifying the urgency by making us a considerable offer. "Your optimism, Holmes," I explained, "in terms of a potentially profound case, I just don't understand. So Mr. Cowie received a threatening letter with the ultimate call to end his business. To me, that sounds like provincial petty-mindedness or hypocritical puritanism, mediating indirectly in a little joke." Holmes nodded. "All right, Watson. At first glance, this assessment may have a certain amount of speculative substance. But you should banish that kind of carelessness out of your head right now." Holmes actually tapped my baffled forehead with his right fist and continued, "Mr. Cowie takes the matter extremely seriously. His financial offer is underlining this. If it really is just a joke by the local religious fanatic or a confused moralist, that's fine by me. But I still expect more from this." "Yes, but what?" I asked. Holmes smiled. "Oh, death and destruction, my dear Watson. A threatening letter promises nothing else. What a fantastic prospect for investigative entertainment." "Holmes," I said suspiciously, "are you sure?"